This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, is now available. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Eco-apocalypse. The life support systems of the entire ecosphere, the planet's thin skin of air, water, and topsoil, are threatened by global warming, ozone depletion, and overpopulation. Global warming is caused by tropical deforestation, power plants, and most of all, motor vehicle exhaust and other fossil fuel emissions that hold the Earth's heat in and create a greenhouse effect, trapping the heat close to the Earth's surface. International panels of scientific experts have voiced their alarm at the accelerated rate of destabilizing climate changes. And what do we have in the U.S.? We have such dangerous fools as former Senator Steve Symes, Republican of Idaho, who said that if he had to choose between capitalism and ecology, he would choose capitalism. The senator doesn't get it, does he? Without a viable ecology, there will be no isms of any kind to choose. The 1990s were the warmest decade on record, with 1997 the warmest year of the 20th century, until 1998, which in turn was surpassed by 1999 and 2000. In the last few years, we also, again, getting record heats. Carbon dioxide, the most common of greenhouse gases, has increased by about 25% since the mid-1800s. These buildups are altering the climatic patterns on which we depend for our rainfall, resulting in meteorological aberrations across much of the planet, including record hurricanes and windstorms. Global warming is causing the Arctic ice caps and the Greenland glaciers to melt at an accelerated rate, affecting a rise in sea levels that is already beginning to inundate shorelines and small islands and bring severe floods, droughts, and disrupting natural ecosystems. In northern climates, as well as warmer ones, rising temperatures have diminished soil moisture, thereby disrupting the ability of forests to renew themselves and contributing to more forest fires. Global warming is playing havoc with the breeding habits of wildlife and threatening species with extinction through the release of new viruses and increased vulnerability to disease. Global warming also puts humans at risk by inflicting more heat, stress, air pollution, infectious disease, and droughts. Unless we can move away from fossil fuels and toward wind and solar power, the compounding effects of global warming are likely to bring utter disaster to the entire planet. Another potential catastrophe is the shrinkage of the ozone layer that shields us from the sun's deadliest rays. About 2.6 billion pounds of ozone-depleting chemicals, chiefly chlorofluorocarbons, are emitted into the Earth's atmosphere every year. The top five CFC polluters in the United States are corporate military contractors. U.S. space shuttles also have disastrously damaging effects on the ozone layer. Yet the space program goes on and on. Capitalism's modus operandi is to produce and sell at an ever-expanding rate, treating the world's resources as limitlessly expendable. But the Earth is finite, as is its water supply, oxygen, topsoil, an ability to absorb toxins, an ability to absorb heat from energy consumption. An infinitely expanding capitalism and a fragile, finite ecology appear to be on a calamitous collision course. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse. You can visit us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.